At the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. Game number three, the Adams Central Patriots and the Pierce Blue Jays. They'll go at it in just a few minutes here in game number three. First two games of the day, Giltner and Overton, a good one this morning in game number one, won by the Giltner Hornets by the score of 43-41. And a game concluded about 25 minutes ago, Grand Island Northwest with a rally in the second half to defeat Hastings St. Cecilia, the Vikings 55, the Blue Hawks 38. Game number three is Adams Central and Pierce, and this is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, our New Tech Seed dealer near you. Okay, on the pregame show, Blaine Bulis with you here at the Heartland Events Center. Adams Central and Pierce, these two teams kind of going in opposite directions right now. The Adams Central Patriots come in with 13 wins and 6 losses on the season, but the Patriots have dropped three games in a row, including last Thursday night, loss to Ravenna, 85-63, and a loss last Tuesday night to Hastings St. Cecilia, 54-34, and a loss January 31st to Gibbon, 49-45 in the first round of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. So the Patriots, 13-3, lost three in a row. They're now 13-6 on the basketball season. The Pierce Blue Jays have won 6 games in a row. Their last outing was Thursday night, defeating Guardian Angels Central Catholic by the score of 60-31 in that contest. Before that, the Blue Jays have defeated Boone Central, Hardington Cedar Catholic, O'Neill, Crofton, and Battle Creek. These two teams familiar with each other, along with the St. Cecilia, mainly on the football field, but this will be a basketball matchup, the Patriots of Adams Central and the Blue Jays of Pierce here this afternoon in game number three at the Heartland Events Center, the Heartland Hoops Classic here on the ESPN Superstation, ESPN 1550 KICS Hastings and 1460 KXPN in Kearney and at FlatRiverPreps.com. We're going to return and have more pregame information for you, including the starting lineups, but we're going to take a timeout. When we return, we'll have those starting lineups for you between Adams Central and Pierce. That's coming up right after this.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Welcome back on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Adams Central and Pierce going to go at it in game number three of this Heartland Hoops Classic. The Adams Central Patriots and the Pierce Blue Jays. It's time for the starting lineups. The starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank. 5 Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is 5 Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time. 5 Points Bank, the better bank. The starting lineups in this game for Adams Central, they'll start the 6'3" junior Jesse Ackerman, 6'2" junior Blake Overmiller, 6'6" senior Christian Hodson, 6'2" senior Brady Barrett, and 5'11" junior Jake Fowler. Barrett, the leading scorer for this basketball team for the Patriots, averaging about 17 points per contest. The Patriots come in averaging 57 a game or so and give up 44, but that defensive average went up after the loss to Ravenna the other night as the Patriots surrendered 85 points in that basketball game. But the Patriots like to get out and go if they can, and have played pretty good defense this season. And they'll start Ackerman, Overmiller, Hodson, Barrett, and Jake Fowler. For the Pierce Blue Jays, Mike Emery's ball club comes in with 12 wins, 6 losses on the season. They will start Connor Reed, a 6'3" senior, Brandon Freeman, a 6-foot senior, Bronson Stanicek, a 6'3" senior, Austin Colmoose, a 5'10" senior, and Lane Rorick, a 6'1" sophomore. Yes, another Colmoose for the Pierce Blue Jays, if you're familiar. Eric Colmoose, he's all-stater football, basketball. This is his brother, Austin, a senior. Austin Colmoose starting for Pierce. Connor Reed, Bronson Stanicek, Brandon Freeman, and Lane Rorick for the Pierce Blue Jays. This has been the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank on our coverage here on ESPN Superstation. 5 Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and also take the time to know you. 5 Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. And this has been the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. So high school basketball about to begin here in game number 3. Adams Central will be the home team in this game. They'll have their home whites with the blue numerals and red and blue trim. The traveling blue for the Pierce Blue Jays with the white numerals and the white trim. So Adams Central will have the height advantage, but this Pierce ball club, a tough ball club, we understand, strong inside, and they'll battle you all the way through. And Adams Central and Pierce about ready to tip it off. We're right here at courtside at the Heartland Event Center. Good crowd from both schools on hand, and we're ready to play some basketball here on the ESPN Superstation. 1550 KICS Hastings, 1460 KXPN Kearney. And here we go. Adams Central will shoot at the basket to our left, and jumping center Christian Hodson against Bronson Donacek of the Blue Jays. Tip control to Jesse Ackerman for Adams Central, and they'll have the basketball over Miller in the backcourt, and the Pierce Blue Jays will start in a man-to-man defense. Bounce pass left side to Fowler underneath to Hodson. He will lay it in. Fowler to Hodson, the field goal there for Adams Central, and it's quickly 2-0 in favor of the Patriots. Adams Central with a little backcourt pressure to start this basketball game. Into the front court, stolen away by Fowler. The turnover there under to Overmiller. His shot up, no good. But Blake Overmiller fouled on the play, so the Patriots force a turnover. Here's his first possession, and Overmiller will go to the line to shoot 2 for Adams Central. Overmiller to shoot 2. It's 2-0 Adams Central early in this contest, just underway. 28 seconds has been played. And the Patriots lead it 2-0. Make it 3 as Overmiller makes the first. The Patriots trying to come out of the funk. They've lost 3 games in a row. And as we said, here's Blue Jay. They're red hot. They've won 6 games in a row. Overmiller will shoot the second. This one's up and good. So 2 made by Overmiller. And the quickly 4-0 Adams Central to start this game. In the backcourt, Brandon Freeman. Freeman gets it to the timeline to Austin Kolmus. Kolmus out of the trap to Freeman. Brandon Freeman drives in the corner, driving a Stanicek, passes across the baseline to Rorick. There's a pass shot up for 3. It's going to be no good out of there by Connor Reed. And Adams Central with the rebound there, and they have the basketball. Devin West getting the start for the Pierce Blue Jays here today. He's in the ballgame for Pierce. Adams Central basketball leading 4-0. Pass inside to Hodson. He turns in the lane, passes back out to Ackerman. To the baseline, spins as Ackerman, and he travels. First turnover in Adams Central. Each team with 1. 4-0 Patriots, 6:57 to go in period number 1. So it's Connor Reed, Austin Kolmus, Bronson Stanicek, Brandon Freeman, and Devin West starting for the Pierce Blue Jays in this game. Pass into the front court is Connor Reed for the Blue Jays. Adams Central in a man-to-man defense. Now they get the trap in the corner. Top of the key driving is Freeman, and he's whacked in the play. A foul going to be called on Adams Central. Called on Blake Overmiller. That'll be his first. Blue Jays will play it in on the near sideline here. It's Connor Reed inbounding to Brandon Freeman, the 6-foot senior. Freeman with it. Inside to Stanicek. Double team there. Back out to Freeman. Freeman cross-court in the corner to Connor Reed for 3 from there. Going to be off the iron. No good. The rebound, Jake Fowler. He's fouled in the backcourt by Pierce's Connor Reed. So there's a foul on the Blue Jays in the backcourt, and the Patriots will throw it in right in front of the Patriot bench on the far side of center court here on the Heartland Events Center. The bench is on the opposite side of us here at center court. Overmiller front court for the Patriots to Jake Fowler. Fowler for the Patriots to Ackerman underneath to Hodson. He will score on the feed from Ackerman. Christian Hodson with the 3 inches on Bronson Stanicek has the easy score there on the assist. Makes it 6-0 Adams Central. The Patriots with some energy coming out here. Angus Kolmus in the corner for 3 by West is going to be off there. No good. The rebound by Ackerman. Patriots control the board. They have a decided height advantage here. Have a 6-0 lead. Long 3 by Barrett. Hits the side of the backboard and rim and catches there. That was about a 30-footer by Brady Barrett and stuck between the backboard and the iron, and it'll be Pierce basketball. 6-0 Adams Central. 5:59 to go in period number 1. Patriots with a little pressure in the backcourt. Austin Kolmus into the front court to Connor Reed. Reed back to Kolmus. Kolmus double team there. The Patriots try to get some traps. Dishes off to Freeman in the corner to West for 3. This one's up, and this one spins out of there. No good. The rebound, Hodson against the Patriots controlling the boards. They have a 6-0 lead. Front court, it's Fowler. Top of the key to Overmiller. He heads for the lane, drives with the left hand, shot up off. No good. The rebound by Connor Reed appears tipped away from him, but Reed gets it back. Overmiller with the quick hands in the backcourt, but Reed got it back for the Blue Jays. To Brandon Freeman. Pressure at the timeline by the Patriots. Front court pass now to Brandon Freeman for the Blue Jays. To Stanicek. Bronson with it on the right wing. Kipped away there. The Pierce loses control of the ball, and the Patriots get the steal there, the second turnover by the Blue Jays. Front court, it's Overmiller underneath to Ackerman. Jesse to the baseline, puts up the shot and scores. Jesse Ackerman with the field goal, and it's 8-0 Patriots in timeout. Pierce and Mike Emery, so we'll take one with 5:02 to go in period number one. It's Adams Central 8, Pierce nothing. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to the Heartland Event Center. Adam Central's jumped out to a quick 8-0 lead in this game. And the Patriots with backcourt pressure, and the Blue Jays get it in to Brandon Freeman, and he crosses the timeline. Inside to Stanicek. Stanicek to the baseline. Seven-footer going to be off the side of the backboard. No good. The rebound to Adam Hunt, who's checked in for Adam Central. Mark Brown also in the game. Ryan Bruner for Adam Central. So three Patriots new on the floor. Brady Bear drives into the lane and an offensive foul, as he sends Austin Kolmoos to the floor, and an offensive foul on Brady Barrett, and that'll be also a turnover on Adam Central there, second. And quickly checking back in is Jake Fowler, who had just gone out for Brady Barrett. Barrett comes up a little gimpy after that collision with Kolmoos. So he's on the bench on the far sideline, and the coaches are checking out Barrett. Brady, the leading scorer at 17 a game, with the offensive foul there. Patriots now on defense. Brandon Freeman to Kolmoos. Austin with it in the backcourt still. Double team there. Front court pass almost tipped away by Overmiller, but grabbed there by Connor Reed to Kolmoos to Freeman. Patriots doing a good job trying to get these traps. And there's a foul on Adams Central. They go for the steal there, tip the ball away. The Patriots trying to trap at the timeline and towards the Pierce basket. Foul on Adams Central there with 4:26 to go. And it's called on Adam Hunt. Non-shooting situation. The Blue Jays will play it in near sideline. It's Connor Reed for the blue and white of Pierce. Coming up next, it'll be Sutton and Norfolk Catholic in game number four. They're swinging around against the zone. A shot for threes off there. No good by Connor Reed. Still no points for the Blue Jays. We're almost halfway through the first quarter. It's shooting against this different background, of course, here at the Heartland Hoop Center. Jake Fowler shot up, no good. Mark Brown, offensive rebound. His shot, no good. Tipped away from him. They battle for it. Ryan Bruner grabs it for the Patriots. Back out to Jake Fowler, and Adam Central will set up the play against this man-to-man defense of Pierce. Mark Brown, the drive, will put up the shot. Off, there rolls off, no good. The rebound by Pierce, and a foul in the backcourt on Adam Central. As Brandon Freeman grabbed that basketball, the Patriots foul there. Mark Brown picks up the foul, and it'll be checking in, Eddie Francois, 6'2 junior. 6'2 junior, Francois checks in. Eddie Francois replacing Bronson Stanicek for the Pierce Blue Jays. The Blue Jays, a balanced scoring attack. They average 50 points a game, give up under 40 a game. Mark Carter, there's a shot by Devin West. This one's up. This one's in and out. No good. Adam Hunt clears. One and done. About every time down the floor for the Blue Jays. They have not scored yet in this game. Ryan Bruner can't control it on the baseline, and the Patriots will turn it over for the third time. And the Blue Jays will attack it to the basket to our right, and it's Brandon Freeman. Front court to Connor Reed. Cross court to Kolmoos in the corner to West. Takes another three, partially deflected there by Adam Hunt, and grabbed by Matt Brown. So the deflection there, the good defensive play by Adam Hunt. Front court, it's Brown. Top of the key to Hunt. The Patriots now will slow it up. Brady Barrett has checked back in for Adam Central. He's okay after that collision with Austin Kolmoos. Timeout, Zach Foster and Adam Central. So we'll take one with 2:54 to go in the first quarter. Adam Central still pitching the shutout. Patriots 8, Blue Jays of Pierce nothing. Back 30 seconds.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes. Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Have balance going for Pierce. Connor Reed averages 10 points a game. Bronson Stanicek, 9. And Lane Rorick, who didn't start this game and has not seen him yet, he averages 10 a game. And the Patriots have the ball. They have Adam Hunt on the floor, Jake Fowler, Blake Overmiller, Christian Hodson back in the game, and Brady Barrett. Inside to Hodson. He's double-teamed on the baseline. Back out to Fowler. Fowler on the wing to Overmiller. Blake with it. Gives up his dribble. Nice pass underneath to Barrett. Puts up the swing shot. No good. Rebound Hodson. His shot up short. No good. Francois rebounds for Pierce. So it's still 8-0. The Patriots have a good look there but can't convert. And it's Brandon Freeman into the front court to Connor Reed. Cross-court pass to Colmus. He will drive. Put up the shot. It rolls out of there. No good. Short on the play. Brady Barrett with the rebound for the Patriots and a foul called on the Pierce Blue Jays. So, Eddie Francois picks up that foul, trying to get that foul number, and Francois picked it up for Pierce. It's still 8-0. The background here, are seats. You don't have the traditional background that you have in your gymnasiums with the walls. It's kind of like playing at Pershing Auditorium. The background is seats, so Brady Barrett with the three, in and out of there, no good. Francois gets the rebound. He's fouled from behind by Christian Hodson of Adams Central. So Hodson picks up the rebounding foul there. Non-shooting situation. Fifth team foul on Adams Central. And the Blue Jays will play it in, and they do to Brandon Freeman, to Austin Colmus, not Eric. Eric's the brother that we're all very familiar with. If you're a basketball fan in Nebraska or football, this is Austin. And the Blue Jays with the basketball. Freeman with it. A steal there by Blake Overmiller for the Patriots. Underneath to Fowler, tipped out of bounds by Tyler Lindsay, who's in there for Pierce. So the Patriots get the steal. Third turnover for Pierce. But the Patriots have it knocked out of bounds by Tyler Lindsay. And the Adams Central Patriots will throw it in with 1:34 to go in the first quarter. 8-0, Adams Central. Brady Barrett will throw it in. Adams Central does to Blake Overmiller. Overmiller for the Patriots. To Jake Fowler. Fowler with the basketball. The Patriots will slow it up now a little bit against this man-to-man defense of the Pierce Blue Jays. It's Fowler to Overmiller. Overmiller. Bounce pass inside to Barrett. Stops and pops from five. Off the glass and good. First field goal for Brady Barrett. 10-0 Patriots with 1:08 to go in the first quarter. Adams Center looking for their 14th win of the year. The Blue Jays looking for their 13th. Patriots, that trapping defense really bothering the Pierce Blue Jays. Holmus now to Tyler Lindsay. Lindsay on the left wing, double team there. Lost control of the ball and a foul going to be called on Adams Central. Adam Hunt, that's two on Hunt. 16 foul on the Patriots. Jesse Ackerman back in, Adam Hunt out for the Patriots. Two fouls on Hunt. Patriots trying to get the trap. About 20, 25 feet from the basket if they can. It has bothered the Blue Jays. Pierce has three turnovers in the game. And they have the basketball. They have it in the front court. In the corner, it's Francois. Eddie with it now to Brandon Freeman deep on the right wing. Pass picked off there by Ackerman. Turnover on Pierce. Ackerman fouled in the backcourt by Connor Reed of Pierce. That is number two on Connor Reed, the starter. To 38 seconds to go, the Patriots can hold for the final shot if they desire, and they have a 10-0 lead in this game. Jake Fowler in the backcourt, and he will take his time getting it across the timeline. 31 seconds to go. Adams Central with the basketball. They're going to hold it the way it looks for the final shot of period number one. Fowler with it near the timeline. Colmus with the defense there to Barrett. Lindsay with the defense on Brady Barrett. 15 seconds to play in the first quarter. Right side to Overmiller. Blake with it to Fowler. Jake Fowler now with 8 seconds to go near the timeline. Gets a screen. gives up his dribble to Barrett. Long three from about 25 feet off the back iron. No good. The rebound there by Connor Reed, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. So Adams Central jumps out to a quick lead, and they throw a shutout against Pierce in this first quarter. After one, Adams Central 10, Pierce nothing. We'll be back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Butcher, car, or truck, back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Welcome back to the Heartland Event Center for the Heartland Hoops Classic, game number three. We played one quarter, Adams Central 10, and Pierce nothing. Now the Blue Jays is not connecting on their shots at all and being bothered by the pressing trap in the half court by Adams Central. Four turnovers on Pierce, three on Adams Central. The Blue Jays shoot 47% from a two-point field goal range, and total field goal percentage is 44 coming into this week. Average 50 points a game, but Adams Central with the shutout in this first quarter. Jake Fowler will inbound as the second quarter to begin to Blake Overmiller. Jesse Ackerman, Christian Hodson, Brady Barrett on the floor for the Patriots. They lead 10-0. Devin West now, who was scheduled to start this game, or did start this game, is back in for Pierce. Cole Moose is out there. Brandon Freeman, Bronson Stanicek, Ackerman with the ball to Barrett on the right side, and Connor Reed also on the floor for Pierce. We got the 10 to start of the game, starting the second quarter. Barrett, a pass inside to Hodson off his fingertips. He tries to save it. He does, but it goes to Stanicek. Turnover, Adams Central. Therefore, Stanicek in the backcourt to Freeman. Brandon Freeman for the Blue Jays. Front court to Devin West. West in the corner to Cole Moose. Pass into the lane to Freeman. Pass underneath to Stanicek. He will shoot and score. There's the first field goal. Bronson Stanicek, 10-2, Adams Central. Field goal with about 40 seconds gone in the second quarter for Pierce, their first points of the game, 10-2 Adams Central. Driving now is Overmiller. Shot put up will be no good. A battle for it and grabbed there by Brandon Freeman of Pierce. The Patriots missed the shot there and the rebound to Pierce. Connor Reed with the ball. Tipped by Overmiller. Steal by Fowler. Turnover Pierce. Fowler drives. Passed Overmiller. Left-handed shot up and good. Blake Overmiller after the steal. Overmiller forced the steal. He's rewarded on the other end with the field goal on the assist from Jake Fowler. 12-2 Patriots. Cole Moose. Pass in the backcourt to Freeman. Brandon Freeman still in the backcourt. Double team there in the front court to Reed. Connor Reed's pass to Cole Moose. He heads for the lane, heads for the hoop. Shot rolls off there. No good. Tipped by Fowler to Hodson, and then an errant pass picked off by Devin West. Turnover Patriots, and the Blue Jays have the basketball. Freeman on the right wing to Connor Reed. Cross court to Devin West. He heads for the hoop. Nowhere to go though. Errant pass picked off by Overmiller. Another turnover by the defensive Adam Central. Fowler drives, shoots, misses the shot. Barrett gets the rebound, shoots, and scores. Offensive rebound and basket, Brady Barrett. 14-2, Adam Central, their biggest lead. 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. Freeman in the front court to Connor Reed on the near sideline. Back out to Cole Moose in the corner. To West. He's swinging around. A three there by Connor Reed is good. First three of the game for the Blue Jays, and it's 14-5, Adams Central, here in period number two. And timeout, Zach Foster. Going to let the troops rest a little bit, get some new guys in the game. We'll take a timeout with 5:43 to go in the second quarter. Adams Central 14, Pierce 5. We're back in 30 seconds.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Adams Central 14, Pierce 5, 5:43 to go in this second quarter of play. Adams Central led 10-0 after the first. Patriots coming into this week, they're shooting all field goal attempts, 42%, 33% from three-point range. The Patriots only turning it over about 13 times a game. Their opponents, 17. The Patriots have averaged around 56, 57 points a game and giving up around 45 per contest heading into this week. But the Patriots have lost a couple this week. They are 13-6 on the year. They're trying to break a three-game losing streak. Adam Hunt will inbound Adams Central basketball to Brady Barrett. Also on the floor, checking back in, Matt Brown, Jesse Ackerman, and Ryan Bruna for the Patriots. Behind the screen, Barrett takes the three. In the hole, Brady Barrett for three. 5 this quarter, 7 in the game. For Barrett, 17-5 Patriots. 5:26 to go in period number two. The Patriots with the 12-point lead. Donacek in the lane, back out to Colmoose, to Freeman. They swing it around, grabbing the ball now is Tyler Lindsay for Pierce. Cross-court pass is grabbed there by Freeman. He heads for the hoop, puts up a runner from 5 and scores. Brandon Freeman, his first field goal, 17-7 Patriots. And Brady Barrett controls the basketball for Adams Central. The Patriots shoot at the basket to our left here. Barrett gets another screen. Rolling off that screen is Brown, but no pass there. To Hunt, back to Barrett. Brady Barrett to the free throw line. 17 fadeaway is good. 17-footer is good by Barrett. He has 7 in this quarter and 9 in the game. It's 19-7 Patriots. And the Patriots pick up the Blue Jays at the timeline with their zone trap. But to force some turnovers here. Colmoose now to Freeman. The Patriots flying all over the floor. Basketball for the Blue Jays. Back out top of the key is Tyler Lindsay. Lindsay right side to Brandon Freeman. Inside to Stanicek. Turn, shoots from 5, and it'll go down and good. Bronson Stanicek with the field goal. That's his second field goal, and it's 19-9. Patriots by 10. 4:10 to go in the second quarter. Barrett with the basketball for Adams Central against the man-to-man. The Blue Jays have been in the man-to-man all afternoon. Hunt with the basketball. Adam with it to the baseline. Stops and shoots. No good. Ackerman rebound. Shot up short. No good. Tipped by Hunt, but it goes out to Colmoose of Pierce. The Patriots with a couple of shots there. They won't go down. Long front court pass to Tyler Lindsay to the baseline. Cut off there. Back out to Freeman in the corner to West. Inside to Stanicek. Works against Ackerman. Back out to Tyler Lindsay. Back inside to Stanicek. Stanicek got some muscle on him. 6'3". To Freeman, inside pass picked off by Ryan Bruna. Turnover on Pierce, their 7th in this first half. 3:23 to go before our break at 19-9. Adams Central with the lead. Well, Brady Barrett steps up and pops a 3. Going to be in and out, no good. The rebound to Stanicek for Pierce. And the Blue Jays have the basketball. Front court, Tyler Lindsay, the 5'10 senior for the Blue Jays. Tries to go through a couple of Patriots, and it's kicked there by Jesse Ackerman. Jake Fowler, Christian Hodson, Blake Overmiller check back in for Adams Central, Eddie Francois, and Connor Reed for the Blue Jays, and Reed will play it in on the near sideline, and Mark Brown, twin brother of Matt Brown, will check in for the first time for Adams Central. Mark Brown, the 6'4 junior. Pierce basketball, Connor Reed to play it in on the near sideline, Brandon Freeman's on the floor, Austin Colmoose, Tyler Lindsay, and also in the game, Eddie Francois. Stanicek gets a bit of a breather. And Tyler Lindsay goes out for Pierce. Pierce basketball, there's a foul called on Blake Overmiller. A little too close with the defense there on Blake Overmiller. He knocked it away, but he caught some body of Brandon Freeman. And Brandon Freeman is the Patriots over the 6th foul limit into the 1 and bonus now. The Pierce Blue Jays and Brandon Freeman have to go to the line to shoot the 1 and bonus. 19-9. Patriots 19-10. Freeman makes the first, earns the bonus. 19-10 Patriots. 3 this quarter for Freeman. Second free throw by Brandon is up. This one's long, no good. The rebound pulled down by Connor Reed. Offensive rebound there by the Blue Jays to Brandon Freeman. Patriots dominated the boards in the first quarter. The Blue Jays with that offensive board there. Brandon Freeman with it. Right side now to Lindsay. Inside to Francois, works against Hodson, double team there, back out to Lindsay, Tyler with it, swing it around, a 3 by Brandon Freeman's going to be off the iron, no good, tipped around on the baseline, grabbed there by Christian Hodson to Adam Hunt, for Adams Central, 9-point Patriot lead with 2:30 to go in this first half of play. Brady Barrett with the ball, and he is run into by Eddie Francois, and Francois picks up the foul for Blue Jays, that's his 2nd. The Patriots will play it in. 15 foul on Pierce. So the Blue Jays will be back on defense. Adams Central ball. Brady Barrett with it to Jake Fowler. Fowler for Adam Sentinel near the timeline on the dribble. Gives up that dribble, passes deep on the left wing to Adam Hunt. Hunt still with it. He'll slow it up now. The Patriots with the 9-point lead, 2:09 to go. Hunt with the basketball, now dribbles it out between the rings. Back to Jake Fowler. So the patience of the Patriots offense here. The Patriots exerting a lot of energy on defense. There's a foul near the timeline, the third on Eddie Francois, the sixth team foul. And it'll be the Patriots playing it in once again. And Bronson Stanicek will check in for Francois, who's picked up three fouls in this quarter. Adam Hunt to play it in on the far side and right in front of the scorer's bench. 1:57 to go in this first half of play. Inbounded in the backcourt to Brady Barrett. He crosses the timeline into the offensive zone, and Austin Comus will pick up Barrett there with the defense. Barrett with it. Gives up his dribble, passes to Fowler. The corner to Hunt. Adam with it. Top of the key to Barrett. They're just running some clock here. Barrett still with the ball to Fowler. 19-10, Adam Central. 1:30 to go in the second quarter of play. Fowler with it to the free throw line. Right side pass to Barrett. Barrett to the baseline. Goes to the deck. Grabs the basketball. Tied up on the play. And a timeout. Adam Central. Barrett had control of the ball, and the Patriots get a timeout to save the possession. So we'll take a timeout with 1:19 to play in the first half. Adam Central 19, Pierce 10, back in 30 seconds.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Patriots inbound the ball out of the timeout. They inbound it from Overmiller to Barrett. Again, 1:15 now, clock runs, second quarter, 19-10 Adams Central. Adams Central led 10-0 after the first quarter, a very even second quarter of play. So Patriots with the ball to Barrett, deep on the right wing. Left-handed dribbles to the free throw line. Nowhere to go for Barrett. Now turn and take a 16-footer on the fadeaway. This one's going to be no good. Grab there by Stanicek. So the good defense there by the Blue Jays. The Patriots will settle for the 16-foot fadeaway there and do not connect. Front court, it's Tyler Lindsay for the Blue Jays. Pass picked off by Overmiller. Another turnover on Pierce. Overmiller ahead to Fowler. Jake drives, shoots, and scores. Overmiller assists Jake Fowler's first field goal. Patriots force another turnover, 21-10. Adam Central with 30 seconds to go in the first half. Comus, pass tipped by Overmiller and deflected. Overmiller to Ackerman. He will drive, shoot, and score. Jesse Ackerman, another turnover by the Blue Jays, forced by the Patriot defense. 23-10 with 15 seconds to go. Comus in the backcourt to Freeman. Freeman, pass stolen there by Barrett. Another steal, Patriots. Another turnover, Pierce. Barrett will drive, put up the runner. Shot short, Hodson with the rebound. His shot short, but he's fouled in the play, and Christian Hodson to the line. Shoot two for Adams Central with 4 seconds to go in the first half. Brandon Freeman picks up his second, seventh team foul, and Christian Hodson to the line to shoot two in this case for the Patriots. It's 23-10 Adams Central with 4.2 seconds to go in the first half. Hodson's free throw is in and out, no good. Adams Central coming into the week 54% from the free throw line. Blake Overmiller out, Ryan Bruni in for Adams Central. Christian misses the first. He'll shoot the second. This one's up, and this one is going to be short, no good. And a foul going to be called on Jesse Ackerman. He tried to rebound the ball, got too close, and Ackerman picks up the foul. That'll send the Blue Jays to the other end of the floor for free shots at the basket. Not a wise foul there, really, by Jesse Ackerman. Hodson goes out, and Matt Brown in. Got too close trying to rebound there. And Stanicek will go to the line for the 1-1 for Pierce. Well, 23-10, the Blue Jays have a chance to pick up two free ones here at the end of this half. 3.8 seconds to go. Stanicek has scored four. First throw from the free throw line up and rolls off. No good. Grab by Matt Brown to Fowler in the backcourt. To Brady Barrett, he'll throw it from about 70 feet off the backboard, but no good. And that's the end of the first half. Adams Central leading all the way, 10-0 after one here at halftime. The Patriots 23, the Blue Jays of Pierce 10. We'll be back to talk about this first half in 90 seconds.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the Central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving Central Nebraska.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Welcome back to the Heartland Events Center and the Heartland Hoops Classic here on the ESPN Superstation. 1460 KXPN Kearney, 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings. I'm Blaine Bulis. We're at halftime in game number 3 of 8 here at the Heartland Events Center. Here at halftime, it's Adams Central leading Pierce, the Patriots 23, the Blue Jays 10. Adams Central jumping out quickly in this ball game. They shut out the Blue Jays in the first quarter. Adams Central with the 10-0 lead after the first quarter. The second quarter, much closer. Adams Central outscoring Pierce 13-10 in that second quarter, and Adams Central leads 23-10 here at halftime. So Adams Central jumped out to the 10-0 lead. The Blue Jays cut it down to 14-5. The Patriots moved it up to 17-5. And it was 17-7, 19-7, 19-10. And Adams Central scored the last four of the first half to lead 23-10. Now, the Patriots' trapping defense in the half court has forced turnovers in this game. That's been one of the keys to the Adams Central lead. Pierce has 10 turnovers in this first half, as I have them here. The Blue Jays with 10 turnovers. Adams Central with 5 here. And the Blue Jays are not shooting, of course, the basketball well in that first quarter when they were shut out. And again, that may have something to do with the has a lot to do with the Patriot defense, but it might also have something to do with the background here. If you're shooting straight on, you're shooting into the seats in the background and not a solid background as you usually do in your gym. So sometimes it takes a bit for teams when they play here or haven't played here to get used to that shooting. It's kind of like playing state games at Pershing Auditorium, if you're familiar at all with Pershing Auditorium. But the Patriots' defense has been a real key here. The Patriots have forced some turnovers. They've scored points in transition. They have 9 from Brady Barrett. They have 6 from Jesse Ackerman, 4 from Blake Overmiller, and 2 apiece from Christian Hodson and Jake Fowler in this first half. And this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages, Ravenna Sanitation. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report with Adams Central leading Pierce by the score of 23-10. Brady Barrett with 9 to lead the way for the Patriots. Adams Central 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. And again, 5 turnovers on the Patriots. 10 first quarter points, 13 in the second, 23 in the first half on for Adams Central. For the Pierce Blue Jays, again, no points in that first quarter, but they got a 3-point field goal from Connor Reed in the second. They got 2 field goals from Bronson Stanicek, the guy in the middle, the 6'3 senior who has the muscle inside and has that strength inside. He had two field goals, missed a free throw. He has 4 points and 3 points for Brandon Freeman, so only three Blue Jays have scored in the game. And they average 50 points a game coming into this weekend's competition, but only 10 this first half. But a real solid defensive effort by Adam Central. And the Patriots have a height advantage inside, control the boards, especially the defensive end of things in that first half of play also. So Adam Central all around beating the Pierce Blue Jays in this first half of play. Blue Jays 1 out of 3 from the free throw line with 10 first half turnovers. No points in the first quarter, 10 in the second for Pierce, and 10 in the first half. And this is not like this is a slouch of a team. The Patriots have played this such good defense again. The Blue Jays are 12-6 on the year. They've won 6 games in a row. And they've defeated the likes of Harding and Cedar Catholic, which is 14-3 on the season. Wisner-Pilger, 14-8 on the basketball season. And O'Neill, 11-8 right now. So some big wins there for the Pierce Blue Jays, of course, playing up there in the northeastern part of Nebraska. And their last game was a win over Guardian Angel Central Catholic by the score of 60-31, and that was on Thursday night. So the Pierce Blue Jays had yesterday off, and but have only 10 points in this first half of play, and the Adams Central leads by the score of 23-10 here at intermission. This is game number 3, as we said, the first 2 games here, and we have the first 5 right here on the ESPN Superstation. Then the last 3 this evening, we'll jump over to Classic Hits, that's 98.9 KKPR-FM for the final 3. First game today was Giltner defeating Overton by the score of 43-41. A last-second shot to try to win it from 3 for Overton did not go down, and the Eagles fell to unbeaten Giltner 43-41. Of course, Giltner, number 1 ranked in D2, wins it over Overton 43-41 in a very good game to start this 8-day event here in Grand Island. The second game goes to Grand Island Northwest. The Vikings, with a good second half, come from behind to defeat St. Cecilia by the score of 55-38. So the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia drop their second game of the weekend, as they have a makeup game this coming Monday. It'll be their third game in 4 days after their home gym against Lincoln Lutheran on Monday night. But Northwest gets the Blue Hawks 55-38 here this afternoon. This is game number 3. To follow will be Sutton and Norfolk Catholic, and then Donovan Trumbull and Grand Island Central Catholic about 4. 5:45, it's Minden and Gretna. 7:30, South Sioux City and Grand Island Senior High. Both those teams, in fact, lost last night, so South Sioux comes in for being upset last night by Omaha Gross. Mike Gazelle will come to town and face Grand Island Senior High at 7:30. Then at 9:15 tonight, Spumner, Eddyville Miller, and Heartland Lutheran. So day of basketball really just getting underway. Game number 3, halftime here. Adams Central 23 and Pierce 10. We'll have the second half play-by-play for you in 1 minute.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
NewTek is proud to support high school sports. NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Back, about ready to begin the third period of play. Adams Central 23, Pierce 10 here in game number 3 of the Heartland Hoops Classic. And this has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find Ravenna Sanitation in your local yellow pages. Adams Central 23 and Pierce 10. The Patriots will send out Brady Barrett, Blake Overmiller, Jesse Ackerman, Jake Fowler and Christian Hodson. We'll see if the Patriots can keep up that intense energy on defense. As the Blue Jays with 10 turnovers, Adam Central with 5, and throwing in, it'll be Connor Reed right in front of us here. They'll shoot at the basket to our left with the Blue Jays. Brandon Freeman's on the floor. Austin Kolmus, Bronson Stanicek, and Devin West, the 6-foot senior, will get the start here in this second half of play. There's a ball kicked out of bounds by Jesse Ackerman. So the Patriots again, and the Blue Jays get to near the timeline. They're trying to put the pressure at the timeline with a double team. There's a double team in the corner. There's a pass and a backcourt violation. The pass there is on the offensive side of the floor, but Brandon Freeman came from the defensive side into the front court, so that's a backcourt violation, the 11th turnover on Pierce. Blake Overmiller with the ball. Pierce in the man-to-man defense. First possession of the second half for Adam Central, up by 13. There's a pass inside which was deflected, picked off there by Brandon Freeman. Turnover Adam Central. So Freeman into the front court for the Blue Jays in their blue and white. To Reed in the corner to Stanicek. Back out to Freeman. Back in the corner, and a three ball put up by West is going to be no good. The rebound by Christian Hodson. The 6'6 senior grabs that one for Adam Central. The Patriots again with the decided height advantage inside. Brady Barrett for three from the wing. Rolls off there, no good. A battle. Stanicek grabs it for the Pierce Blue Jays. Each team has missed a three. Each team's committed a turnover. 7:10 to go, third quarter. Adam Central by 13, their biggest lead. Stanicek inside, can't handle the pass. Hodson grabs a turnover. Pierce, they're 12th. Bronson just couldn't handle that pass and lost control of it, and the Patriots got it. There's a pass going to be picked off almost near sideline, knocked out of bounds by Adam Central's Jesse Ackerman, and the Patriots turn it over. They're playing the ball in on the near sideline. At half court will be Connor Reed, does to Brandon Freeman. Freeman for the Blue Jays, back out to West. Will stop and pop for three in the air. In the hole, Devin West for three. His first field goal of the game, 23-13. So the Blue Jays use the three to cut it to 10. Adam Central with 6:38 to go in the third quarter. Looking for their first points of period number three. Bounce pass to Overmiller from Fowler. Blake with it. Inside to Ackerman. Lost control, but it goes to Hodson. He shoots and scores. Christian Hodson in the right place at the right time there. Off the hands of Ackerman goes to Hodson, and Christian just laid it in off the backboard, and he has 4 points. 25-13, Patriots. In the backcourt, it's Freeman. To West. To Freeman, deflected, but Brandon grabs it. To West. Corner now to Connor Reed in the lane to Freeman. Drives to Stanicek. He's fouled as he puts up the shot. Christian Hodson with the foul. Be a lot of ball, but must have been some body there with Stanicek going to the line to shoot two. Bronson has scored four. 25-13. Adam Central with the lead, 6:07 to go in the third quarter. 2:15 game coming up, Sutton and Norfolk Catholic. Stanicek's free throw off the iron, no good. Bronson, 59% free throw shooter. Adam Hunt comes in for the Patriots. Blake Overmiller goes out. And Bronson Stanicek's second free throw is off the iron. No good. Hodson with the rebound. Goes high and grabs it for Adam Central. Couple of dribbles and passes to Jake Fowler. So two misses there by Stanicek. He's 0 for 3 from the free throw line. And Adam Central basketball. Fowler with it. Shoots a pass. Going to be picked off there by Connor Reed. So the Patriots on the unforced air there. The errant pass by the Patriots. For three in the air, off the iron, no good by Devin West. Tried to get his second three to go down in this quarter. It was short, no good, and the Patriots with the rebound. With 5:35 to go in the third quarter, Adams Central by 12. He led by 13 at the half. Fowler in the corner to Barrett. Inside the lane, 16-footer in the air. In the hole, Brady Barrett with 11. First field goal of this half, 27-13. Adams Central with their biggest lead at 14 here in period number three. Front court, it's Devin West. West now to Freeman. To Reed, inside to Stanicek, knocked out of bounds by a flying Jesse Ackerman of Adams Central. Eddie Francois, the 6'2 junior in for the Blue Jays, going out Stanicek. Francois got picked up three first half fouls. Matt Brown in for Adams Central. Jesse Ackerman out for the Patriots. 5:10 to go in this third quarter. Blue Jays going to play it in. They do in the corner to West. Inside now to Francois. on the wing to Connor Reed. To the free throw line, loops a pass to West, will take another three in the air. Off the iron, no good. The rebound, Brady Barrett. The three threes attempted, one made this quarter by Devin West, the six-foot senior who averages 6.4 points a game. Knocked away from Barrett as he headed for the hoop and out of bounds off the Blue Jays. Connor Reed with the slap there and knocked the ball away from Barrett. Goes out of bounds off the Blue Jays, and Adam Hunt to play it in for Adams Central underneath his own basket. The basket to our right here at the Heartland Bend Center. There's a pass. The Fowler's going to be errant and picked off by Freeman. So the inbounds pass was made no connection. Ninth turnover in the Patriots for this quarter. In the lane is West for a 10-footer, and it's good. Devin West with five this quarter. 27-15, Adams Central by 12 with 4:34 clock runs in the third quarter. Jake Fowler with it for the Patriots. Fowler to Adam Hunt. Man-to-man defense by the Blue Jays. The defense by Brandon Freeman. Hunt still with the ball. Hounded, though, by Freeman. Hunt drives into the lane, puts up the shot, rolls off, no good. Bounces around, grabbed by Connor Reed of Pierce to Brandon Freeman. Freeman into the scoring zone. Double team there. He's given up his dribble, and a timeout called from the bench by Coach Mike Emery of Pierce. Save that possession call there with 4:09 to go. It's Adams Central 27, Pierce 15. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Welcome back to the Heartland Events Center. Adams Central 27, Pierce 15 in game number 3 of the 8th game Heartland Hoops Contest. Could we have three better officials? Joe Wells, Brooke Wells, Kirk Heinrichs. Wow. What a trio here today. And what a treat as they officiate this basketball game. They'll appreciate that, I hope. Brandon Freeman in the front court for Pierce. To Cole Moose. To Tyler Lindsay, who's checked in. To West. To Lindsay. To West. The Patriots trying to... playing a zone defense here, trying to get some traps. Blue Jays have put up some threes this quarter to try to break through that trap. And there's a three by Devin West. He's left alone and scores. West with another three. He has eight this quarter. And the Blue Jays cut it to under double digits. It's down to 9, 27-18. With a three ball out for the Blue Jays in this quarter. Eight this quarter. All 8 points for the Blue Jays by Devin West. Hunt with the basketball. Dovermiller. Man-to-man defense by the Blue Jays, but the Patriots have not been able to penetrate it much this second half. Matt Brown with it. Gives it back out to Hunt. Patriots will slow it up now. Hunt dribbles it down between the rings. 3:10 to go. Adams Center with only 4 points this quarter, and there's a five-second call. Good defense there by Devin West. Patriots' fifth turnover this quarter, 10th in the game. 3:08 to go, third quarter, 27-18. The momentum swinging over to the Pierce Blue Jays here in this third quarter. Devin West forcing that turnover there, and he has all 8 Pierce points. He averages 6.4 a game off the bench, but 8 this quarter. Inside now. Blue Jays kick it back out to West. In the corner for 3, Tyler Lindsay. This one's going to be short. No good grab there by Blake Overmiller, so that one's short. Overmiller, front court pass to Hunt. Adam Hunt lost control. It's tipped out of bounds, and it is off Hunt, says the officials, and it'll be Pierce basketball. Number 11 on Adams Central, 12 on Pierce. As far as turnovers go, Jesse Ackerman in, Jake Fowler in for the Patriots. Adam Hunt will sit down, and Matt Brown will sit down. So it's Ackerman, Fowler, Overmiller, Hodson, and Barrett for Adams Central with 2:45 to go in the third quarter. Pierce to play it in. They'll come the length of the floor, down by only 9 now. It was 14 earlier this quarter. Freeman in the backcourt. Front court now to Lindsay. To Colmus. To West for 3 again. Bounces out of there and good. Tip try, no good. Foul part of the baseline and a whistle. Foul going to be called on Adams Central as they battle for that rebound. Christian Hodson picks up his third foul for Adams Central as they battle for that rebound. After the missed 3 and the tip shot, Matt Brown will come in quickly to replace Christian Hodson, who has 3 fouls now and 4 points in the game. So Hodson with 3 will sit down here with 2:31 to go in the third quarter. Inbounding Brandon Freeman, does long. Tyler Lindsay, a shot in the air, is off the iron, no good. Driving now with the rebound, shot up, no good by Brandon Freeman, but he's fouled in the play. Pierce working the inside out. being aggressive to the hoop and kicking the ball out for threes. Jesse Ackerman picks up the foul there, and to the free throw line to shoot two is going to be Brandon Freeman for the Pierce Blue Jays. Brandon has 3 points in the game. He's one out of two from the line. He'll shoot two here, and the Blue Jays can get to within seven with 2:26 to go in the third quarter. Free throw up and in and out. Wouldn't stay down. Goes about halfway down and just rolled out the front rim. Freeman will shoot the second. The Blue Jays now one out of six from the free throw line in this game. Second one up by Freeman is good. Buries that one, and it's 27-19. Blue Jays within eight here. With 2:22, clock runs third quarter. Adams Central basketball, front court, Jake Fowler. Fowler pressured there by Overmiller. Very aggressive man-to-man defense for the Blue Jays. Patriots cannot penetrate inside. They get it to Matt Brown. Inside to over to Ackerman. He's on the baseline. Spins there. Double team. Still in the lane. And now puts up a shot short, but he's fouled in the play by Tyler Lindsay. Jesse Ackerman doing some maneuvering inside. And a foul, Lindsay. And first team foul of this quarter on the Blue Jays. And Jesse Ackerman to the line to shoot a couple. Patriots with no transition points this quarter. Ackerman's free throw way short. No good off the iron. Adams Central now 2 out of 5 from the free throw line in the game. It's 27-19 Patriots. Ackerman's second free throw. This one's off the iron. No good. And a rebounding foul called on Matt Brown. So the Patriots commit the foul there. Number two on Matt Brown. Four team fouls on Adams Central, and it'll be the Blue Jays with the ball down by only eight. Momentum continues to kind of swing Blue Jays' way. They have played much better this second half than they did in the first, offensively and defensively. Pass inside to Francois. He'll put up the shot short. No good. Ackerman with the rebound. To Jake Fowler. Fowler to the timeline. Now crosses it. Passes into the front court to Brady Barrett. Barrett heads for the free throw line into the lane. Fade away from seven. Rolls off there. No good. Rebound by Ackerman. His shot blocked by Francois and picked up there by Lindsay. Eddie Francois with the block there, the defense there by the Blue Jays. Front court is Tyler Lindsay for Pierce. 1:20 to go in the third quarter. Pass on the near sideline is going to be grabbed here by Devin West before it goes out of bounds. West to Colmus, deep in the left corner. Austin with it, double teamed in that corner. Pass top of the key to Devin West. Will put up a 17-footer, goes through the defense, shot no good. Two Blue Jays collide. They go for the ball. A Patriot hits the deck there, and about four on the floor. Jump ball called, all to the possession. It will go to Adams Central. Christian Hodson will check back in with three fouls for Adams Central. 1:03 to go. Hodson in. And Matt Brown goes out. So Adams Central basketball on the alternate possession on the jump ball there. Patriots with 55 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lead by eight. But it was 14 earlier this quarter. Adams Central with only 4 points this quarter. Fowler to Barrett. Good man-in-your-face, man-to-man defense by the Blue Jays this third quarter. Brandon Peeman picks up his third personal foul. And Matt Overmiller to play it in. Checking in is going to be Connor Reed or Brandon Freeman. Freeman with his third foul. So he will sit down for the rest of this quarter. Bronson Stanicek in for Eddie Francois for the Blue Jays. Francois also has three fouls, but Stanicek, the starter, back in. 47 seconds to go, third quarter. Adams Central wants to inbound the ball. They do in the front court, too. Hodson back to Overmiller. He will drive, shoot, and score. So Overmiller plays it in, gets the pass back from Christian Hodson, and Overmiller scores. He has six. 29-19 Patriots with 33 seconds to go. Long three by West is going to be in and out of there. No good. Rebound by Adams Central's Blake Overmiller. The Patriots can control the final 25 seconds if they desire with the 10-point lead. It was 13 at the half. Barrett, a long three in the air. Long off the back iron, no good. Tipped around and grabbed there by Devin West with 15 seconds to go. Patriots by 10. And Devin West in the backcourt for Pierce. Into the front court to the baseline. Fouled there by Jesse Ackerman. The block, number three on Ackerman. Hodson three, Ackerman three. For the Patriots, Freeman three, Francois three for Pierce. Matt Brown in, Adam Hunt in, Christian Hodson goes out, Blake Overmiller goes out for Adams Central with 8 seconds to go in this third quarter. Brady Barrett will go out, Mark Brown in, Ryan Bruni in, Jesse Ackerman out, so all the starters out of there for this final 8 seconds to give them a little bit more of a breather and pick up no more fouls. Pierce basketball, Tyler Lindsay in the backcourt, 6 seconds to go in the corner to West. He will work around the screen, try a three, and hit it. Bottom of the net, Devin West with 11 this quarter, and that'll be the end of the third quarter. A shot from about the length of the floor, short by Adam Central. Devin West with 11 third quarter points, 3 threes in that quarter for the Pierce guard. And Pierce has cut it to 7 after 3. Adams Central 29. Pierce 22. Will be back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit or repossession or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Welcome back to the Heartland Events Center. High school basketball, game number 3 of the Heartland Hoops Classic. Blaine Julis with you here on ESPN Superstation 1550, AICS Hastings 1460, KXPN Kearney. Devin West with 11 third quarter points. He outscores the Patriot team. He had 11 in that quarter. The Blue Jays had 12 in the quarter. 11 from Devin West, 3 threes and a 2-point field goal. The Patriots with only 6 points in that third quarter. They're outscored 12-6. The 13-point halftime lead cut to 7 as we begin the fourth quarter. And Brandon Freeman for the Pierce Blue Jays with the basketball. Now the Patriots will extend their zone defense out a little bit. And there's Devin West. He'll put up a runner. Going to be short, no good. Hodson with the rebound to Barrett. Patriots want to run to our right here. Barrett will drive, shoot, and score. And he's fouled in the play. Brady Barrett with the acceleration to the hoop, scores, and he's fouled on the play, his 13th point. Foul called on Brandon Freeman. That's his fourth. Right out of the gate here in the fourth quarter, Barrett right, completes the 3-point play, rolls down and good. So 14 for Barrett, and the lead just like that up to 10. Blue Jays haven't been as close as 7 since the second quarter. But Barrett's 3-point play moves it back up to 10. Cole moves back in, Austin in, and with four fouls, Brandon Freeman has to go out. Blue Jays basketball. They have it inside now. 13-footer put up there this time. No good by Connor Reed. Rebound out of there by Tyler Lindsay. Offensive board there for the Blue Jays. To West. Pass deflected and stolen by Overmiller. Overmiller with the steal there. To Ackerman and an offensive foul on Jesse Ackerman as he knocks a Blue Jay to the floor. The fourth on Ackerman. Jesse Ackerman knocks down Tyler Lindsay as he headed for the hoop. Offensive foul. Turnover Patriots number 12 on Adams Central in the game. And the fourth foul on Jesse Ackerman. And he's quickly out of there, and Adam Hunt is in for the Patriots. Still 7:20 to go. A lot of time here. 10-point game, Adams Central 32-22 over Pierce. With it now is Tyler Lindsay in the corner now to Connor Reed. Cross-court pass to West. He'll step back for a three. That man no good this time. Grabbed on the offensive board by Cole Moose. Back out to West. Right side to Connor Reed. Reed inside to Stanicek. Turn, shoots. Rolls off there. No good. Tipped to Jake Fowler. For Adams Central, Fowler into the offensive zone. Tipped away from him. Stolen by Devin West. West will maneuver around Fowler. Puts up the shot. Short. No good. Adam Hunt was back there on the defense. So the field goal try was no good. Hunt got back, but the ball goes out of bounds off the Patriots off the missed shot. Adams Central by 10 with 6:50 to go. And throwing it in is going to be Tyler Lindsay underneath his own basket for the Pierce Blue Jays. Inbounded to West for three right out of the play. Shot no good. And the inbounds pass. West misses his first two now this quarter after making 3 threes in the third. In the corner, it's Hunt for Adams Central. Back out to Fowler. Top of the key to Overmiller. 6:33 to go in the fourth quarter. Adams Central by 10. They've never trailed. And heading for the hoop is Overmiller, but he's fouled as he headed for that hoop. And a foul called on Tyler Lindsay of Pierce. Back in, Brandon Freeman. Now remember, Brandon has four fouls for Pierce. Tyler Lindsay goes out, Brandon Freeman out. But Freeman, a starter, has to get back in there with four fouls. It's a 10-point game with 6:28 to go. Brady Barrett to the baseline, puts up a runner from five, going to be no good, but he's fouled in the play. Brady Barrett to the line to shoot two for Adams Central. Foul called on Bronson Stanicek. the 15th foul, the first since Stanicek, and Brady Barrett to shoot two for Adams Central. He has 14. Free throw will be no good. Adams Central has made three free throws. They've missed five now. Three out of eight from the line. Second free throw up. This one's good by Barrett. Gets one out of two. Adams Central's lead back up to 11, 33-22. A 10-0 first quarter. Adams Central's been ahead all the way. There's a shot for three by Devin West, and it's good. West with another three. He has four this half. And 14 in the game, and it's 33-25 Patriots. 6:07 to go in the fourth quarter. Front court, it's Jake Fowler. Into the lane, puts up a runner from five. Off there, no good. Tipped around. Grabbed by Christian Hodson. In the lane, back out. His pass deflected out of bounds by Austin Colmoose. Tipped by one Blue Jay. Tipped again by Colmoose. And goes out of bounds. Eddie Francois back in for the Blue Jays. And Bronson Stanicek goes out. Stanicek wearing a brace on his left knee. So is Austin Colmoose. They have a little protection around their left knees in this game. But it's been a very physical game. Pierce, they get down and dirty with you. The Pierce Blue Jay, they're a very physical ball club. Stanicek and Francois got some muscle on them. The Patriots will play that way, too, if necessary. So this has been a very physical ball game. Adams Central with the 8-point lead in the basketball. Fowler underneath to Hodson. Hodson in the lane. Turns, spins. Still with the ball, passes back out to Fowler between the rings, so Jake will control. The Patriots will set it up once again. Timeout call by Zach Foster and Adams Central. We'll take a timeout with 5:27 to go in the fourth quarter. Adams Central 33 and Pierce 25 back in 30 seconds.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Adams Central with the 8-point lead, 33-25, but this basketball game is still very much in doubt for both of these teams. This has been an Adams Central lead all the way, added up to as many as 14. The Blue Jays cut it to 7 after 3. Adams Central goes back up by 11 in this quarter, but back down to 8 on the fourth three of this half by Devin West, a 6-foot senior. Not a starter, averages 6 points a game, although he did start today because Lane Rorick has not played for Pierce Blue Jays. I don't know if he is injured or what, but he has not played. He usually starts, but not today and has not played. Patriots have the basketball. Front court, it's Adam Hunt. Well, Adam Central with the 8-point lead, 5:20 to go. Hunt now to Barrett. Brady Barrett in the lane, puts up the runner from five, in and out, no good. He hits the deck, and Barrett fouled again, so Brady Barrett head in for that hoop, knocked down there. Devin West picks up his first foul. Brady Barrett back to the free throw lines. Brady Barrett against Devin West, the way it seemed this third and fourth quarter offensively. In and out, no good by Barrett. Brady now 2 out of 4 from the line. Again, a very good free throw shooter is Barrett. The team not especially good, but Barrett about 74% on the year. Second one good. Makes 1 out of 2. 16 for Barrett. 34-25. Patriots by 9. Into the front court now is Brandon Freeman. Freeman now to Devin West. Patriots will be in a man-to-man defense. Now Jake Fowler draws the assignment of Devin West. Try to cool him off a little bit this second half. Francois out of West. 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 9-point Patriot lead. Top of the key, Freeman to Colmoose. Right side to West. Comes up off the screen, but no shot this time to Connor Reed. He'll take the three from the wing. Rolls out. No good rebound. Brady Barrett of Adams Central. And the Patriots control, and they'll slow it up here a little bit. With 4:40, clock runs, fourth quarter, Adams Central by 9. Two teams get ready for the end of their regular season and postseason sub-district play in the week after next. Barrett near the timeline, still with the dribble. Still with it. Now dribbles it back out between the rings. The defense by Brandon Freeman. Giving it up is Barrett to Fowler. Jake Fowler with the ball. Will put up a runner from 7. Going to be short. No good. Brandon Freeman with the rebound. Freeman front court now to Connor Reed. Reed for the Blue Jays, heads into the lane, puts up a shot from seven, no good. Eddie Francois, offensive rebound, shot blocked by Hodson, but he fouls on the play. That's going to be number four, and Christian Hodson and Eddie Francois will go to the line to shoot two for the Pierce Blue Jays. 9-point Adams Central lead with 4:01 to go in the fourth quarter. Eddie Francois to the line. Francois is a 45% free throw shooter. This one's up and off there, no good. Too strong. Tyler Lindsay, the senior, back in for Austin Colmoose for Pierce. Again, yes, the brother of Eric Colmoose. A few years ago, Eric, the All-Stater. Football, basketball. Francois second. Long, no good. Rebound, Blake Overmiller. Overmiller with the rebound there and out of Barrett. So two missed free throws by the Blue Jays. They're 2 out of 9 from the free throw line. Barrett, front court. Loses his dribble. Loops a pass to Jake Fowler on the right wing. Jake with it. Man-to-man defense for the Blue Jays. And there's a foul as Fowler headed for the hoop. And this one's going to be called on Brandon Freeman. If it is on Freeman, he's done. That's going to be number 5 on Brandon Freeman. The starter's out of there. The 6-foot senior has 4 points on the evening. Picks up his 5th foul. 1 field goal. 2 out of 4 from the line for Freeman. He has 4 points and 5 fouls. So he is out of there with 3:43 to go. And Bronson Stanicek checks in for Eddie Francois. And Austin Colmoose comes back in for the Blue Jays. So it's West and Lindsay and Colmoose, Stanicek, and Connor Reed for Pierce. Fowler's free throw will roll off there. No good. That was a 1 and bonus. And the Patriots missed the front end of that one. And it's 9-point lead for Adams Central still with 3:37 to go. Front court, it's Tyler Lindsay. Adam Hunt with the defense. Patriots in a man-to-man defense. Connor Reed guarded by Brady Barrett. Right side to Colmoose. Overmiller with the defense there. Top of the key to West. Inside pass is no good there. Picked off by Hodson. Turnover Pierce. They're 14th. Only 4 this half, but that was just a plain bad pass. Hodson with the steal for Adams Central. On court, it's Jake Fowler. All the way into the lane. Dishes to Hodson underneath with the shovel pass. Hodson in the lane. Spins, but he travels. Patriots turn it over on the travel. Number 14 on Adams Central. 3:10 to go in the ball game. 9-point Patriot lead. Each team with around 15 turnovers. Missed free throws. Not the prettiest of pictures here. And Adams Central clinging to a 9-point lead. They've led it all the way. Jumped out to a 10-0 lead. Pierce with the basketball. Long three by Connor Reed's going to be well short off the iron. Might have barely drew iron there, and Barrett with the rebound. With 2:55 to go, front court Adams Central, Brady Barrett. With the basketball, double-teamed and a whistle and a foul going to be called on Pierce. Again, this basketball game really physical. A lot of arms, a lot of legs flying around. Foul called on Colmoose. And Eric Austin picks up the foul and Brady Barrett to the line for the 1-1. Free throw up and good. Earns the bonus. Brady has shot 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This will be his 7th free throw this quarter. He has scored 17 in the game. Second free throw is good. He makes them both, and Adams Central's lead now up to 36-25. 11-point lead with 2:48 to go. Patriots by 11. Colmoose on the left wing, guarded by Barrett. Into the corner now to Tyler Lindsay. Lindsay to West. Behind a screen will take the three from there. Going to be off the iron. No good. The rebound by Jake Fowler. Fowler comes out of there with it for the Patriots. Dribbles it into the scoring zone, and Jake with the ball into the lane. Dishes underneath to Hodson. Nice pass. Hodson is fouled on the play. Christian had a fake there, and he has been fouled by Bronson Stanicek, his 2nd. Christian Hodson to the line for Adams Central. And a timeout. Mike Emery of Pierce will take one with 2:22 to go in the ball game. Timeout on the floor. Adams Central, 36. Pierce, 25. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Welcome back to the Heartland Events Center, the Heartland Hoops Classic here on the ESPN Superstation, 1550 KICS Hastings, 1460 KXPN Kearney. Our first five games of this eight-day event here on the ESPN Superstation. Our final three will be over on KKPR, 98.9 FM Classic Hits for the final three games. Christian Hodson at the line, shooting the free throw up and good, and Christian earns the bonus. He has seven. Patriots now with the lead of 37-25. 2:22 to go in this fourth quarter. Hodson has made three out of three from the line. This one's up. Excuse me. Christian makes them both. He has six. So Hodson with the two free throws. He has six, and the Patriots up 38-25, up by 13. Their biggest lead has been 14, and they have been ahead again this whole ball game. Tyler Lindsay in the front court. To West, he'll take the three from the wing. It's going to be off the iron, no good. In the lane is Connor Reed, puts up a 12-footer in the hole. Connor Reed with the field goal. He has five, and it's 38-27. So West has cooled off in this fourth quarter. He's made 1-3 but missed his last two or three in this quarter after making four threes this second half. Patriot basketball front court. It's Brady Barrett, 1:46 to go, 11-point Patriot lead. Patriots are going to make the Blue Jays run and chase the way it looks here. Barrett with the basketball. Underneath Overmiller, cross-court pass to Hunt. Patriots not going to shoot it unless they have to, unless they have a layup the way it looks. Pierce out and a foul going to be called there. Jake Fowler fouled on the play by Connor Reed. The 10th team foul on the Blue Jays, so Adam Sendel will shoot two the rest of the way. And Adam Sendel shoots about 54% as a team on the season heading into this week, and Jake Fowler makes the first here. Fowler, a 56% free throw shooter. Jake makes the first here, and the Patriots have a 39-27 lead. Stanicek back in for the Blue Jays. Bronson in there. Fowler eyes the second. Jake has 3 points. Second free throw up and good. Buries them both. Adam Central with the 40-27 lead. 13-point lead. 1:28 to go in the ball game. Front court, Tyler Lindsay for the Pierce Blue Jays. Lindsay now to Devin West. West to Connor Reed. Patriots with a man-to-man defense. The Blue Jays got to throw it up there. Jump ball called as Connor Reed went up for the shot. Tied up on the play. All in the possession. It'll be Adams Central basketball. So that will go down as the 15th turnover on Pierce. Christian Hodson will check back in for the Patriots. 1:13 to go in our fourth quarter. Adams Central now with a 13-point lead. And they appear to be on their way to breaking their three-game losing streak and getting win number 13 on the season. Fowler in the front court pass to Hunt, now to Barrett for Adams Central. Brady Barrett with the basketball. Cole Moose with the defense. Under a minute to play in the game. Into the lane. Puts up the shot. Going to be deflected and out of there with it comes Bronson Stanicek. Stanicek into the front court now to Cole Moose. Cole Moose to Reed. Top of the key to Lindsay. 43 seconds to go. The Blue Jays trying to throw up threes, and they're going to have to hurry. This one's a 13-point game, and they throw it out of bounds. The Blue Jays throw it away, and Adams Central is going to win this ball game. They're going to go to 14-6 on the season, and the Blue Jays are going to drop their seventh. Blake Overmiller throws it into the front court to Adam Hunt. Hunt will slow it up, bring it back out past the three-point arc, and Hunt now fouled in the play. Or timeout before the whistle for the foul called and a timeout. Adams Central will keep it here during this timeout with 32.5 seconds to go in our basketball game. The Patriots with a 13-point lead, and Zach Foster is going to clear the Patriot bench and give some of the other fellas a chance to get in there. Adams Central is going to send in Alex Keller. He's a 5'10 sophomore. Tyler Kierkegaard, a 6'1" junior for the Patriots, as they're going to get their starters out of there. Blake Overmiller will leave the game with eight. Brady Barrett will have seven this quarter. 18 in the game for Barrett to lead the way for the Patriots. Jake Fowler will be done the way it looks with four. Jesse Ackerman had six. Christian Hodson with six. So all five starters are out of there. Alex Keller in. Also in is Derek Shook. Shook, a 6-foot junior. Lathan Schmidt, a 6-foot sophomore in the game. And also in the game is Levi Cermak for the Patriots. Cermak in the basketball game for Adams Central. So five new ones in there. The starters are out. the Patriots are going to win the basketball game, and the Pierce Blue Jays have also kind of cleared to their bench. Zach Feringer, a 5'9 junior in the game. Lathan Schmidt with the basketball for Adams Central. Schmidt to Kierkegaard. Beiler now to Alex Keller, double-teamed in the corner. To Kierkegaard, 10 seconds to go in the ball game. Tyler with it to Schmidt. Schmidt now to Kierkegaard. Tyler's going to get to the baseline. Going to put up a 15-footer. Going to be out of there. No good. Keller tries to grab the ball. A can is grabbed in the backcourt there by the Pierce Blue Jays' Nate Murray. But that's the end of the ball game and the final score. Adams Central 40 and Pierce 27. The Patriots lead it all the way. They have a 10-0 lead after the first quarter. Build the lead up to as many as 14. The Blue Jays can get it down to only 7 after 3. And Adams Central wins it by 13, 40-27. We'll be back to wrap this one up in 90 seconds.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
What? You're all wrapped up in the game and haven't done anything about Valentine's yet? Good thing for you that Roses for You is open late every day through Valentine's. 937 South Locust or online at rosesforyou.com. There. Now enjoy the rest of your game. You're welcome.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
And welcome back to the Heartland Events Center. Adams Central wins this game number 3 of the Heartland Hoops Classic, 40-27 over the Pierce Blue Jays. This is the Misco Sports post-game show. Misco Sports has served Kearney and Central Nebraska, Kearney and Central Nebraska area for years. Even though the retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to help all organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. Misco Sports, this is the Misco Sports post-game show. Adams Central wins it by the score of 40-27. The Patriots never trailed in the game. They jump out to a 10-0 lead after the first quarter, shutting out to the Blue Jays in the first quarter. The Patriots doing it with a half-court trapping zone defense, forcing turnovers in that first quarter and the second quarter of play. And Adams Central had 10 turnovers forced against Pierce. Pierce had 10 in that first half of play. Adams Central jumped out to a 10-0 lead in the first quarter. Patriots built it up to 14-2 and 17-5 in the second quarter. It was 23-10 Adams Central at halftime. The Patriots had the lead up to their largest margin of 14 at 27-13 in the third quarter. But Devin West got hot in that second half, especially in the third quarter for the Blue Jays as they were shooting the threes in the third. Devin West had 3 3-pointers in the third quarter, including one to end the third period. And the Blue Jays got to as close as they would get in that second half. 7 points, 29-22 Patriots after three. West had another three in the fourth quarter, but that was the three of only 5 points scored by the Blue Jays into the fourth quarter as the Patriot defense goes back to a man-to-man. And West then missed a few threes in that fourth quarter, but he had 14 in the game, including 4 threes in the third quarter of play, and ended up with 14. But the Patriots led by 7 after 3, but controlled the fourth quarter, outscored the Blue Jays 11-5 in that fourth quarter, and Adams Central made 9 out of 11 free throws in the fourth quarter and won the game by the score of 40-27 as the Blue Jays could get no closer than 7 after the third period break. And Adams Central goes on to win it by the score of 40-27. The Patriots get 18 from Brady Barrett. He leads the way in scoring. 6 each for Jesse Ackerman, Blake Overmiller, Christian Hodson, and 4 for Jake Fowler. As the starters do all the scoring for the Patriots here tonight. All 40 points led by Brady Barrett's 18. The Patriots 9 out of 11 in the fourth quarter from the line. Ended up with 11 out of 17 for the basketball game from the free throw line. Adams Central 23 first half points, 17 in the second, 40 for the game, and they win it by 13. 14 points for Devin West. He leads the way for Pierce, including those 4 threes in the second half. He didn't score in the first half. 4 threes in the second, 1 2-point field goal. 14 for West, 5 for Connor Reed, 4 for Brandon Freeman, 4 for Bronson Stanicek, as the Patriots faced a team, a Pierce team, that had 3 players in double figures in scoring, none get there except Devin West, who comes off the bench to score 14 for the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays only 2 out of 9 from the free throw line. So Adams Central's defense and the height advantage inside and controlling this game for the Patriots. They control the boards also in this one for the first half especially, and win it by the score of 40-27. So the Patriots give up only 10 points in the first half to Pierce. Pierce gets 17 in the second, 27 for the game, and Adams Central wins it by the score of 40-27. Adams Central breaks a 3-game losing streak. They are now 14-6 on the year, and the Patriots will conclude their regular season next Thursday night against Kearney Catholic. Yes, it's next Thursday. That game has been moved from next Friday to next Thursday. Adams Central and the Kearney Catholic will play next Thursday. That'll be the last regular season game for the Adams Central boys. Now 14-6 on the year. Pierce drops to 12-7, and the Blue Jays will conclude their regular season next Friday as they travel to a very good Wayne basketball team next Friday. So Adams Central now 14-6, the Blue Jays now 12-7. Adams Central wins game number 3 here of the Heartland Hoops Classic, 40-27 over the Pierce Blue Jays. Earlier today, it was Giltner over Overton by the score of 43-41 as the unbeaten Hornets beat Overton 43-41 in a very good curtain raiser in this Heartland Hoops Classic. The second game goes to Grand Island Northwest over St. Cecilia, 55-38. The Blue Hawks had an early lead there, but Northwest has a great second half and wins it 55-38. Adams Central over Pierce, 40-27. Coming up next at about 2:15 scheduled start, Sutton and Norfolk Catholic, and we'll have that game for you right here on the ESPN Superstation. And we'll come back and join you about 2:10 this afternoon or so.